This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Tonight, the Dallas School Board will consider whether to ask voters for more money this fall. At a special meeting, they'll discuss a TRE, a tax ratification election. Fort Worth approved one this week. Trustees face several options. Here's what each could mean for voters. Three TRE options are on the table. The biggest is 13 cents per $100 of assessed property value. That would raise $120 million for the district. To the average Dallas homeowner, that's an added $220 in taxes a year. Option two, a 6-cent boost, would raise $70 million. Trustee Dustin Marshall favors either of those choices. He wants more money for ACE schools, which stands for Accelerated Campus Excellence.
In order to scale those programs, we've had to make some very difficult cuts, including librarians and compensation increases. So there's a lot of areas that we've had to cut back in order to scale our most effective programs, and I'd like to see some of that funding reinstated.
The third option, a 2-cent tax swap. That works differently. A small portion of the district's tax revenues are reserved to pay off debt. A swap would move that money to another pot where it could be spent for programs or, say, librarians. But it would make future bond plans tougher. That's why Marshall's not a fan. Trustee Audrey Pinkerton, though, is. It doesn't raise taxes, she says, and what's more, it would supplement the $60 million recently found or rerouted from the annual district budget.
The tax swap would give us another $42 million, and so that would be an additional $107.5 million for strategic initiatives and programs that directly impact the students. I think that's enough.
Dallas trustees couldn't get the votes for a TRE last year. If they settle on one of these three options this time, voters will have the final say November 7th. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.